Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. 48 degrees. It is almost 9 degrees Celsius. 88% humidity. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. God, it feels like forever since I've done this. I was walking up going, God, why does it feel like I haven't been here in forever? And it's like, oh, that's right, last week I was sick, so I didn't do the walk. And I don't understand humidity. I really don't. It is beautifully foggy. The air is thick. It's like one nudge away from raining, but it's not raining. And there's a fog blanketing everything. And it's only 88% humidity. How does that work? It should be like 99.9% humidity the way it feels right now. So I don't understand humidity. Chalk it up to another of the long list of things Dave doesn't get. Ah, well. You were not put on this world to get it, Mr. Robinson. So, it's a good day yesterday. The Tai Chi class was intriguing. The Sifu was directing the class. The master, the guy who runs the dojo. They don't call it dojo, but the classes that runs the organization was leading the class, and after we did the warm-up, which was intriguing because, you know, there was a lot of limbering and loosening and so on and focusing, but there was also these standing meditations, these standing exercises where you're just standing. You have your arms in a certain position and you're just settling into your stance, finding your center. And it was very, very grounding, very calming, I guess, and focusing. But after the warm-ups, we broke out into our groups because there's people that have been there for like 20 years. And then there are people who were having their first classes, and then there's people like me who's been there for like a couple months. And so kind of in between. And the Sifu broke everyone out, invited everyone to break out into their groups. And there were a bunch of people there who it was their first or second class. And he invited me and a couple other people to come up front to lead those newbies in the opening movements. Good morning. Of the form. And it was, I was honored. I was genuinely honored that that he tapped me, and you know, not just me, there were like two other people up there, but it's like, cool. I apparently I'm doing something right in terms of the form and the process. So, but that was really a nice affirmation And God knows I love teaching. There was a span of time for about 10 years when that's what I was doing. That's what I did. Either I was teaching computer classes, but still, adult ed and teaching is something that gives me great joy. So I kind of tapped into all of those feelings as well. It was nice. It was very nice. And then yesterday evening, Brother Zig and James and I sat ourselves down and we watched Buckaroo Banzai. That movie, it's one of those that you will have an opinion about this movie. You will either love it or you will hate it. You will not forget it. And you will not be ambivalent. And we love it. We love that movie. And we realized it couldn't get made today. That something about the era and the time and the aesthetic that was applied to it and the audience it was being made for and all of those circumstances, they're gone. You cannot capture that lightning in a bottle again. And that was... I mean, it's exciting that it got made, but by the same token, there's kind of a sadness that it can't happen again or that it wouldn't happen again. I mean, never say never. There's always that possibility, but looking at the aesthetic of movies today, I think maybe Wes Anderson's coming the closest to that aesthetic, but even then, but it's a moment in time, and we can always go back to it. I think Zig said he has the DVD, so anytime, internet or no, he can get himself some Buckaroo Banzai. And it was good to hang out with them too. Steel Bridge. Tink. Those are two individuals that bring me great joy. God, they're both so... They're such amazing storytellers. Each of them in their own way. They have this wonderful, honest gift for finding a narrative and breathing life into it. And projecting their own aesthetic into it, but in a way that makes you want to inhabit those stories and be a part of whatever it is they're sharing. I am privileged and delighted to have that in my world. And God, the discourse regarding the whole telepathy and art thing continues. Cousin Scott weighed in and it pointed out to me it's interesting, questions that you ask are often very revealing of the person who is asking them rather than the question itself. Both, but still. And I realized that, and I kind of touched on this yesterday, the notion of the audience, the notion of the person experiencing the art. And, you know, my whole thing was that I, with a full sensory, telepathic projection of a concept or an idea or an art piece into someone's awareness, would eliminate the need for actually creating the art. And I'm forgetting that everybody interprets an art experience differently. And the notion of having absolute control over the perception is folly, absolute folly. And actually a violation of the experience of art in and of itself, because art is intimate. You know, it's interesting with, you know, thinking about social media and fan bases, you know, thinking about Star Wars or Star Trek or the Marvel Cinematic Universe or whatever has acquired this mass of individuals. There's this sense of a collective art experience, story experience. But that just means that the Venn diagram of experience between each individual overlaps enough to warrant that bond, that fandom. But it doesn't change the fact that every individual is experiencing that artwork in their own way, according to their own internal radar and compass and morals and ethics and experience and loves and passions and fears. All of that is utterly unique from person to person. And to try and project or mandate a response. Morning. Is not what art is about, I don't think, personally. Careful about grand sweeping monolithic statements. Because it has to be. I have to be the one in charge. As the viewer of the art, I have to be the one who makes the interpretations, who makes the assessments. In fact, that's part of the joy of finding a piece of art that captures your imagination, that captures your attention, is finding out what that is and exploring, you know, even subconsciously, the joy or the fear or the tension, whatever it is that the art inspires. That's part of the enjoyment. So, not completely invalidating the idea of telepathy and art, I still think it's an intriguing concept because it would introduce, Alex had mentioned that, actually several people had mentioned that it would introduce multiple levels of sensory. It would broaden the palette of the artist to be able to include, excuse me, a broader range of perception, which then would also make for a broader range of interpretation and an even more intimate experience, which would be cool. But I realized as I was reading Cousin Scott's text that I have this need to I hate the word control, but unfortunately it's the word that needs to be used here, to control those experiences, to manage those experiences, to try and create exactly what I'm trying to create. And it's not just in my art. I'm doing it in my relationships. Not all my relationships, but God, that just sparked a whole new line of thought, and I'm already passing under the Broadway Bridge, so I'm going to have to leave that be. But new relationships in relation to old relationships, relationships that are established that have years of shared experience, as opposed to new relationships where you're still defining what those experiences are and what those interfaces are. I need to examine that a little more closely. Thank you for attending my therapy session. All right, let's wrap this up. It's Saturday. Saturday. The weekend is upon us. Huzzah! Let the weekend unfold as it will. Release. Release all control. And just let it flow. I hope you have a lovely Saturday. I hope you receive affirmations. I hope you experience singular events that cannot happen again, and that you recognize them as such and savor them that much more because of it. And however your Saturday goes down, remember Zig. Zig brings the wisdom, saith, brother Zig, saith, that despite everything, create. And honestly, that's just an invitation to be the motive force for the things in your life. To be an active participant, collaborator in the world that unfolds around you all the damn time. It's good advice. And I will add to love fearlessly. It may raise questions and make you doubt, but as long as you're coming at it from that standpoint of love, it's a good journey. It's a worthwhile journey. I promise I will do the same. No walk tomorrow, Sunday. Gonna take the day. But I'll talk to you Monday. Until then, you guys take care.